Please be seated. More of a devotion today than anything else. You see the world in complete turmoil. You see what happens when we set aside the Bible, we set aside prayer in our schools. We're seeing the results of that. It's all very tragic, and what we're seeing today is just far beyond anything I could have imagined. Pandemic, the civil unrest, the false information that we're receiving from many, many sources. We see the story in the gospel about what happens when we deprive those that have true need, not those that want a handout, but those that need a true need, and that we fare sumptuously. We just think of nothing outside of ourselves. If we're staying on God, we would think of others besides ourselves. Not giving stuff away, not doing, but helping others, not handing out, but helping others. The pandemic, again, is a sign of, what's happened, our public sin, the sins of abortion, the sins of so-called gay, homosexual rights, these sorts of things. But this is what we have, right here, people that are staying on the rock, Jesus Christ. We have people here who are willing to do what it needs to be to come together to worship. Those small in numbers, mighty, mighty in force. I'm going to read, today is the Sunday within the octave of the Corpus Christi, which is, of course, Latin for body of Christ. It's the external solemnity of the Mass of the First Eucharist that's celebrated on Maundy Thursday. And of course, that's cut short because liturgically we leave the upper room and then we go out in the Garden of Gethsemane and our Lord, sweating drops of blood, pours out his heart, knowing what's going to happen. So this celebration of the First Eucharist is cut short. Today, that remnant is there. This was, I believe, in the 12th century or so, when this was set aside as a feast, sort of an external solemnity, so we could really gather around what the body of Christ, the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, really means. And I'm going to read the sequence that would be read in the Mass for Corpus Christi. And it's called the Laudation Salvatorum. Lord, O sign thy salvation, Lord, with hymns of exultation, Christ, thy King and Shepherd true, spend thyself his honor raising, who surpasseth all thy praising, never canst thou reach his due. Sing today the mystery showing of the living, life-bestowing bread from heaven before thee set, even the same old provided, where the 12 divinely guided at the holy table met. Full and clear ring out thy chanting, joy nor sweetest grace be wanting to thy heart and soul today. When we gather up the measure of that supper and its treasure, keeping feast in glad array, lo, the new king's table gracing, this new Passover blessing hath fulfilled the elder rite. Now the new the old effaceth, truth revealed the shadow chaseth, day is breaking on the night. What he did at supper seated, Christ ordained to be repeated, his memorial ne'er to cease, and his word for guidance taking, bread and wine we hallow, making thus our sacrifice of peace. This the truth to Christians given, bread becomes his flesh from heaven, wine becomes his holy blood. Doth it pass thy uncomprehending? Yet by faith, thy sight transcending, wondrous things are understood. Yea, beneath these signs are hidden glorious things to sight forbidden. Look not on the outward sign. Wine is poured and bread is broken, but in either sacred token, Christ is here by power divine. So whoso of this food partaketh, rendeth not the Lord, nor breaketh. Christ is whole to all that taste. Thousands are as one receivers, one as thousands of believers. Takes the food that cannot waste. Good and evil men are sharing, one repast, a doom preparing, verity is the heart of man. Doom of life or death awarded, as their day shall be recorded, which from beginning ran. When the sacrament is broken, doubt not in each severed token, hallowed by the word once spoken, resteth all the true content. Not the precious gift divideth, breaketh but the sign betideth, he himself the same abideth, nothing of his fullness spent. Lo, the angel's food is given to the pilgrim who hath striven, seeing the children's bread from heaven, which to dogs may not be cast. Truth, the ancient type fulfilling, Isaac bound, a victim willing, Paschal lamb, its life blood spilling, man sent in ages past. O true bread, good shepherd tendest, Jesu, of thy love befriendest, thou refreshest, thou defendest, thine eternal good send us in the land of life to see. Thou who in all things canst know us, who on earth such food bestowest, grant us with thy saints thou lowest, where the heavenly feast thou showest, fellow heirs and guests to thee. Amen. Alleluia. It's a beautiful hymn describing in few words, few lovely words, what is contained here. The fullness of God. What we see appears to be bread. What we drink appears to be wine. But it is the heavenly food of the precious body and blood of Jesus Christ. Let this be our standard, that which we feast on, that gives us strength. So regardless of what happens in this evil world, this will sustain us and to hand it to heaven send us. But let us come prepared and receive him who does save us, is saving us, and will save us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.